Welcome to the deep dive. So, you've sent us these fantastic study sources covering the basics of division. Our job today, make sure all those key ideas, the vocabulary, how long division actually works, really stick with you. Think of it as your fast track to getting up to speed.
Exactly. We're not just going to read definitions at you. We're looking at those core goals, dividing bigger numbers, seeing how it links to multiplication, getting that order of operations down pat. It's about making the logic click, not just memorizing steps.
I like that. It's like we're checking the foundations, right? Making sure division isn't just a math trick, but a real tool you can use for, well, solving actual problems. Okay, let's get into it. Thinking about why we use it, not just what it is. When you boil division down, what are we really trying to do?
Well, fundamentally, it's about equal sharing, or you could say equal distribution. If you look at that example, the 63 oranges shared among 9 kids, division tells you, okay, everyone gets exactly 7, perfectly equal groups. Or another way to think about it is repeated subtraction. How many times can you take 9 away from 63?
Right, and doing that relies on knowing the specific terms. People usually remember the answer, the quotient, but sometimes mix up the other parts.
Yeah, that happens. So you've got the dividend. That's the big number you start with, the thing being divided, the 63 oranges. Then there's the divisor. That's the number divided the 9 kids in this case. And the quotient, like you said, that's the answer, what each kid gets.
And then the remainder. Sometimes feels like an afterthought, but actually it seems super important, especially for real world stuff.
Oh, absolutely. It's the leftover clue, as the
Right.
source calls it. If you're dividing, say, 169 toffees among 7 kids, the quotient tells you how many each gets. Sure. But that remainder, the one toffee left over, that's crucial. It's basically the whole reason we can check our work and understand how division and multiplication are linked.
Yes. That brings us to that really neat formula in the chapter, the one for checking any division problem.
Exactly. This is the big takeaway for making sure you got it right. It proves they're inverse operations. Every single time, your answer has to fit this. The dividend must equal the coder, quotient times the divisor, plus whatever remainder you had. If you did the steps right, multiplying your groups back out, adding the leftovers, it has to take you back to the original number. If you ignore the remainder, your check just won't work.
That check formula is definitely powerful. But okay, before we dive into the more complex long division stuff, are there shortcuts? The chapter mentioned some handy
Oh,
rules.
for sure. There are definitely properties that save time, especially with simple divisors.
Yeah.
The easiest ones. If you divide a number by itself, the answer is always one, like 67,593 divided by 67,593. Instantly, you know it's one.
Makes sense. And dividing by one.
It's just as easy. Any number, like 6,759 divided by one, it's just the number itself, 6,759. And the zero rule, got to nail this one down. Zero divided by any other number is always zero. Makes sense, right? Zero things to share means everyone gets zero. But the absolute critical boundary, you can never divide by zero. That's just undefined in math. It doesn't work.
Okay, good reminder on that one. Now, my favorite shortcut, dividing by 10, 100, 1,000. It feels like you barely have to calculate anything.
Right. This is where knowing place value really helps. When you divide by 10, just look at the ones digit. That's your remainder. Everything else, that's the quotient. So for 67,593 divided by 10, the 3 is the remainder, and 6,759 is the quotient. The decimal point basically just shifts one place.
And that pattern just keeps going, which is pretty cool.
It scales perfectly. Divide by 100. Now you look at the last two digits, the ones and the tens. That's your remainder. So 67,593 divided by 100 gives you a remainder of 93, and the quotient is 675. Two place value shifts.
So logically, for 1,000, it's the last three digits.
You got it. Dividing 652,948 by 1,000, the last three digits, 948. That's your remainder. The quotient is 652. These shortcuts really show division is often just about organizing numbers. You only need the full long division process when your divisor isn't a nice, neat power of 10.
Okay, here we go. Long division. This is often where things get a bit intimidating, especially with bigger numbers. Let's break down the strategy for a one-digit divisor first, using that example, 42,578 divided by 8.
Right, the key is it's a cycle, a repeating process. You start on the left with the biggest place values. Since 4, the first digit, is smaller than 8, you can't divide just 4 by 8. So you have to group it with the next digit. Look at 42.
Okay, so 42. The trick is finding the biggest multiple of 8 that's less than or equal to 42. That's 8 times 5, which is 40, then subtract. 42 minus 40 leaves 2.
Exactly. And that 2 is super important. It's the remainder from that step. Then, immediately, you bring down the next digit from the dividend, the 5. Now you've got 25. And the cycle restarts. How many times does 8 go into 25? Well, 8 times 3 is 24. Subtract that, leaves 1. You just keep doing that. Bring down the 7 to make 17, divide by 8. Bring down the 8 to make 18, divide by 8. It's a divide, multiply, subtract, bring down rhythm until there are no more digits to bring down.
Got it. And for that specific problem, you end up with a quotient of 5,322 and a remainder of 2. It's very step by step, but once you get the rhythm, it's reliable.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the divisor has 2 digits, the basic cycle is the same, but estimating how many times it goes in gets a bit trickier. Let's look at 4,689 divided by 35.
Yeah, that's the question. With 35, how do you figure out the quotient for each step without just multiplying 35 by 1, then 2, then 3? That seems slow.
That's the key insight here. You use estimation, again, 4 smaller than 35, so 46. Okay, 35 goes into 46. Well, that's easy, just once.
Yeah.
Subtract 35 from 46, you get 11. Now, bring down the next digit, the 8. So you're looking at 118.
Right. This is where a good guess saves time.
Absolutely. You don't need the exact answer right away. You can kind of round 35, maybe think about 30, or even just look at the first digits, 3 into 11. That suggests trying 3. So let's check. 3 times 35 is 105. That works. It's less than 118. So subtract 105 from 118. That leaves 13.
See, that estimation trick is gold. Okay, bring down the last digit, 9. We have 139.
And repeat the estimation. First digit, 3 into 13, suggests maybe 4. 4 times 35 is 140. Ah, too big.
Right, can't go over.
So we have to drop back to 3. We already know 3 times 35 is 105. Subtract 105 from 139, and we get a final remainder of 34.
Okay, so quotient 133, remainder 34. The process felt the same, but that estimation step for the two-digit divisor is really what makes it manageable.
For sure. And always, always do the check. Does 35 times 133 plus that remainder of 34 actually get you back to 4,689? If yes, you nailed it.
Okay, let's connect this back out. Division really comes alive in word problems, doesn't it? It's how we find those per item rates or figure out equal groups.
Definitely. The wording is the clue. If a problem asks how many per box, mm-hmm. or how much does each one get, that's usually a division setup. Like the example, 15,050 mangoes need to go into 43 boxes equally. You just divide 15,050 by 43, and boom, 350 mangoes in each box.
Or figuring out how many you need. Like 7,000 people need rides, and the buses hold 56 people each. Division tells you, okay, you need 125 buses.
Mm-hmm. And it can get a bit more complex, like finding the biggest number that fits a rule. Remember finding the greatest four-digit number divisible by 45?
Yeah, that was interesting.
You start with the biggest possible four-digit number, 9,999,
yeah.
divided by 45, find the remainder, which was 9. Then you just subtract that remainder from 9,999. That gives you 9,990. By taking away the leftover bit, you guarantee the result is perfectly divisible by 45. Clever trick.
It is. Now, what about when you mix everything up? Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, all in one problem. Just going left to right would be chaos. That's where BODMS comes in.
Right, BODMS is like the traffic rules for math operations. It tells you the exact order to do things so everyone gets the same correct answer. It removes the guesswork.
Okay, let's run through the order. B is brackets do those first, then O. What exactly is O again?
O stands for of, and this one's a bit subtle. Of basically means multiplication, but crucially, you have to do any of calculations before you do the regular division D and multiplication M. So if you see 6 of 3, you solve that first to get 18, even if there's division or multiplication later on in the problem.
Okay, so brackets, then of, then comes D for division and M for multiplication. You do those next?
Yep, and they're kind of partners. You usually work through them from left to right as they appear in the problem.
Got it. And finally, A for addition and S for subtraction. Same deal, left to right.
Exactly. Last step, handle all the addition and subtraction working left to right. If you skip or mix up this order, you're almost guaranteed to get the wrong answer.
Let's walk through that example from the source to really see it in action.
Yeah.
7 plus 9, A3, 3, A1 plus 6, A3, A3. If I just started with 7 plus 9, that's wrong, right?
Totally wrong. Violates the order right away. Okay, let's do it properly. First up, any offer of, yes, 6 of 3, calculate that first. 6 times 3 is 18.
Okay, so now it's 7 plus 9.3, 3A1 plus 18, A3. Next is D and M, division and multiplication, left to right.
Right. First division we hit is 9 divided by 3. That's so now 7 plus 3, 3A1 plus 18, A3. Keep going left to right for D and M. Any more division? Yep. 18 divided by 3 is 6.
Okay, division's done. Now the multiplication, 3 times 1 is 3.
So now look what we have. 7 plus 3, 3 plus 6. It's much simpler. All that's left is A and S, addition and subtraction left to right.
So 7 plus 3 is 10. Then 10 minus 3 is 7. And finally, 7 plus 6 is 13.
And there's your answer. 13. See how following BODMA step by step leads you right to it. No ambiguity. Hashtag hat out.
So wrapping this up, what have we really locked down here? We've gone from the basic language, that crucial inverse link to multiplication, navigated through long division, remembering that estimation piece, and landed on Bodhidaya MS, the key to handling complex expressions.
Yeah, and I think it raises a really interesting point that ties it all together. We kept seeing division as a way to sort of undo things, right? Finding items per box, buses needed. It's often reversing a multiplication scenario. But maybe the most powerful piece isn't just getting the quotient. It might actually be the remainder.
Ah, the leftover clue again?
Exactly. Think about it. In practical terms, the remainder tells you precisely how much doesn't fit into those perfect equal groups. When you're planning things, knowing you need exactly 125 buses and have zero people left over, that means perfect efficiency, perfect distribution. That remainder is your measure of how neat or messy the division is.
So the real power isn't just splitting things up, but understanding what's left outside those equal shares. That's a great thought. Maybe start looking for remainders in everyday situations. They often tell the most interesting part of the story.